And Maine's public universities are anticipating a record number of applicants to nursing programs, even as the state continues to struggle with nursing shortages. As A.J. Higgins reports, one source of relief could be a proposed $75 million bond that would include funding to expand nursing education.
The numbers don't lie, and the numbers are huge. At the system's flagship campus in Orono, UMaine System spokesman Dan Demeritt says that as of May 1st, the School of Nursing had received more than 1,300 applications for its Bachelor of Nursing program. But the number of fall openings for that program is 110. At the other UM campus nursing programs, there are similar disparities. UM Fort Kent, 370 applicants for 53 openings. University of Southern Maine, 500 applications for 160 openings, and UM Augusta, 277 applicants for 80 openings. Demeritt says many of Maine's nurses are aging out of their careers at a time when the state demands more nursing workers.
We're talking a lot about nursing as a career, as a needed career, and as a result, over the last 4 years, we've seen increasing demand for positions in our nursing programs, and the universities have been working very hard to expand capacity to meet that demand among applicants and to educate more nurses for the workforce.
Efforts to increase the number of applicants who can be admitted to nursing programs would be bolstered by a $75 million University of Maine System Workforce Infrastructure Investment Bond. The bond has received bipartisan support, but remains on the unfinished business list for the Maine legislature, which adjourned earlier this month without taking up bond proposals and other issues.
So we're working hard with partners and with our faculty and within existing resources, but facilities is certainly part of the solution as well, and we're hopeful that the legislature, when they consider investment, consider how the workforce development proposal before the legislature could be invested in some of these nursing initiatives we have at the universities.
Demeritt says over the past decade, the UMaine system has experienced an 11% increase in nursing enrollment. Nursing leaders from the universities will brief the Board of Trustees at its May 21st meeting on strategies for dealing with increased demand for nursing education. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.